Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. The number, if you want to join us here, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, digital IDs. Apparently now becoming a thing, and Captain wants to talk about it tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Mark Edge.
Captain's here for a special engagement. Welcome, sir.
Special guest.
Yeah, not normally here during the week.
Playing the part of Arya Demetzo will be the Reverend Captain Kickass on tonight's program.
You don't really look like Arya, though.
Yeah, I don't sound like her either.
No. But it's good to have you here. Arya needed the night off. I guess she or the two. I guess she's got some sort of filming going on she needed to prepare for. I don't know if it's the crew from the Ballad of the Crypto Six or what's going on with that, but here we are. So, speaking of Crypto Six, you guys were both in the court for the majority of the day today. It was a long day. We wrapped up just before 5 o'clock, started at 9, and today was pretty much defense day. It was, whereas it took the prosecution most of 2 weeks, eight straight court days of prosecution yammering and entering in boring
Super
evidence.
Boring, yeah.
We hammered it out basically in one day today. Now we have maybe two more witnesses for tomorrow. We're probably going to be done before the morning break, would be my guess. And then it'll be closing statements. And then the jury goes to deliberations in this Crypto 6 case that's been going on since December 6th and has been going on since our studios were raided in March of 2021. We know for sure, I mean, I already knew because they put show clips in the evidence throughout this trial, but they admitted today they were listening. They've been listening through each night on Free Talk Live, or they have their people or whatever listening.
It's
so
interesting.
Welcome to Fed.
Yes, welcome all you federal employees to Free Talk Live. Please continue to listen to our show because we're about to educate you on, well, freedom.
Yeah,
it's interesting to think that Federal Bureau of Investigations agents, maybe even special agents, are listening to the show, and those shiftless, lazy, useless government bureaucrats haven't gone after the person who pulled the wires maliciously out of my broadcast stack. On March 16th, one of those helmeted goons that apparently was supposed to do a call-out and didn't do a call-out. Their call-out was with a grenade, right? That then ran a tank through the door, a wooden door of a 200-year-old house.
They actually ran the tank through the window on nobody's side. It pushed the door in later after nobody and Calvin had left the building, as I understand it. The tank then was used to push the door in that was already unlocked.
Why in the world? So they did push the door in.
Well, the footage that you got on your security cameras had shows the battering ram of the Bearcat as it's pushing the window or door of
the
other side. There's already a window frame hanging on the battering ram.
Correct. So they ripped out the window with the battering ram.
But that window is on there before the battering ram hits the window of the. So where did that window come from?
Okay, hold on. So let's clarify. The video, by the way, if anybody wants to watch it, you can go to The Crypto 6 with the number 6. I think both. Actually,
yeah,
you can type
both.
It off. TheCrypto6.com. It's one of the four videos there. It's the surveillance footage. So what happened was at the simultaneous moment. So in the video, it seems like it's consecutive, so you have to watch the time because it's hard to put three frames up on the screen. You can't see it as well, right? So you see one frame where they throw a grenade in the backyard. And then it shifts to the frame or the scene of the Bearcat coming up onto the sidewalk and running the battering ram into the window on nobody's side, our co-host nobody's side of the house, pulling the window off of the side of the house in its entirety.
Okay, so I'm probably thinking of the when it's pulling out where the window frame is hanging off of the arm.
Yeah, that was what they did. They bashed it in with the ram and then used the arm to pull the window out from the side of the home. And then at the same time, there's a crew of armed men on the front porch here in front of the studio with like a claw hammer or something, like this big long pole kind of hammer thing with a claw on it they used to bash in the front window at the time. It's not clear how they bashed in the side window by our front door and also tore that thing completely out because they couldn't pull the Bearcat, I don't think. Up on the side of the house?
They did have two Bearcats.
They did have a second Bearcat, yeah.
So I thought the second Bearcat came through that window.
I don't... Maybe it did. I think they would have had a harder time getting up to that because we did have cars in the driveway. But that was never made clear from the video.
I'm terribly sorry that in all the confusion that we might got confused as to how many doors they rammed in with their tanks.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously their bureaucrats care nothing about holding themselves responsible. No. This is what amazes me about this: is these people broke laws while they did this, and none of these. Stalwart, white hat-wearing, vigilant citizens wants to do anything about holding them accountable. I mean, just think about how the laws were broken and how little they want to do. Agent Mendyke didn't care about that at all.
Mendyke.
McDyke. Oh, McDyke. Yeah, that's Special Agent McDyke.
Well, she wasn't on the job at that time, so she gets to pass the buck to the people that
I don't know who you're talking about specifically.
McDyke.
Okay.
Wasn't on the job at the time, so she gets to pass the buck to the lead agent at the time, who was a different person who they then took off the case after the raid for whatever reason.
Yeah, well, all I want them to do is actually enforce a law against themselves.
They won't.
One time I would like one FBI agent to arrest another FBI agent just to show me that somehow they do actually care about breaking laws.
No.
Because they came in here and they pulled the wires out of the back of our broadcast. Basically taking us off of U.S. radio for a full week.
It was for officer safety, Mark. They had to make sure there wasn't an armed squad of militiamen waiting and listening to the feed and watching the feed from the cams. That was their explanation for why they smashed the security cameras with a baton or whatever it was outside of the house. Because
the security cams, I suppose I can see the bureaucrats hate to be monitored, but there's no monitoring. The radio show's from 7 to 10. If they don't know that, then they didn't do their job.
They're dumb.
But it could have been, Mark, that there was a crack strike team that was monitoring this
property. All I can say is this. Phil Christiana, you can kiss my butt.
I think you can say ass on radio.
But this is literally what they purport to believe, right? Like, I don't think they actually believe
this. They don't believe it. They're liars. They lied all over the stand, and they just kept lying. Mind you, Agent McDyke didn't lie. I didn't catch her in one single lie.
No, nope, she didn't.
But, you know, you'd have put Phil Christiana with his perfect little teeth up there. He damn sure wouldn't have told the truth. I've watched him lie in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this guy give me one opportunity. Hey, buddy, how about a duel? Hey, Phil, how about a duel? You and me voluntarily. Unarmed combat. Let's try it. See who wins. Coward.
You do know jujitsu. But yeah,
I don't want you to tell him what I know so that you can get prepared for it.
Don't worry. He's not going to take you on.
Also, no, he's too much of a punk.
On the footage of the raid, the guy taking out the cameras, I think it was with that same tool, that claw-looking thing.
Hard to say.
It kind of looks like it's part, pry bar and part hammer is what it looks like.
Yeah, so today we had basically most of our witnesses appeared, and they were all very good. So
I'm sorry that
you did really great today. I'm going to give you a 9 out of 10.
Thank you, Mark.
Anybody who listens to this show regularly knows that I am not generous to you.
No.
There's only one person I can think of that would have done better than you.
That's you.
That's me. Yeah. But I couldn't go on the stand. There's just no way that Sissy was ever going to put me on the
stand. I think you would lose your ass.
You're right. I probably would have. There was an opportunity for Ian to sass back the judge, and he did not do it, and I probably would have.
Yeah. I got a lot of good reviews, so thank you. And again, thanks to all the people that came out and supported the Crypto 6.
I've attended several days. I didn't get to attend them all because I got responsibilities, but I've been to a handful of them now.
Yeah.
And I am very glad to have heard the following statement, at least, and maybe a couple other things. I am an anarchist, one of the testimonials, the witnesses that was called up.
Mm-hmm.
So that got said.
Unfortunately, it was the witness who was the turncoat and was working for the government.
Correct, yes. Yeah. But still, like, I don't think this happens every day. Like, somebody in a courtroom goes, I am an anarchist. I'm pretty sure that's a very
Melody sure did. She gave you guys some bad name.
You know, But then also I got to hear things like effing bureaucrats. You know, there's some other key statements that were made in court that I was
throw
like,
throw that crap away. Yeah.
There's more coming up here. You can join us. The number 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. Can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian, the captain, and Mark. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you there. So head on over there at freetalklive.com. We've got archives in the form of the Daily Digest. We've got other various different ways to listen. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you can find our podcast feeds there. There are different options for you depending on what you're looking to subscribe to. Once again, that is feeds.freetalklive.com. We've been doing a little bit of recap on today's interesting day at court. Yeah. It was the first day of the defense at the Crypto 6 trial, where I am facing up to 70 years in prison for the dastardly crime of not filling out some government paperwork, apparently. Is basically what it all comes down to.
But that's the accusation. We're not entirely the jury has not determined whether or not you were legally obliged to fill out that form.
Indeed, and our argument is we are not obligated to do that, and that is the opinion of the attorney who researched that question, which is something I was able to explain to the jury today when I took the stand in my own defense. And some people say, "Well, why did you take the stand in your own defense?
You're not supposed to do that." I actually think it was probably the best thing that could possibly happen. Like, I feel way better about the jury's potential decision now than I did before you took the stand. Now, that's just my opinion. I'm not on the jury, so I don't know. Yeah. But there had been, I want to call them, like, you know, seeds planted throughout both the prosecution and the defense's presentations and the witness callings and all that stuff that left a lot of questions in, like, I'm trying to pretend like I'm the jury. So if I'm the jury and I heard all this information for the first time, you know, I'd be like, well, so they said this, but it hasn't really tied together with that, and, you know, the puzzle pieces aren't quite fitting together. And I think your testimony just very quickly sewed it up. Put all the ducks in a row, like all the questions that I thought that I would have if I were a juror hearing this information for the first time were answered.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when they were looking, you're talking about the lawyer giving you a letter that says that you weren't a money transmitter. And, like, to show the level of desperation that they had, they brought up an email that you received from a former co-host, Vin Armani.
Yeah.
Now, Vin Armani's famous for being on the television show American Gigolo.
That's right. And he's now known as Cyprian on Twitter.
Okay. And you should look him up. And not to disparage Vin in any way, shape, or form, but how many people who aren't lawyers outweigh a lawyer? Now, there was an attachment from Vin's attorney on the email that gave, you know, some kind of more broad, more general opinion. But your opinion was specifically from an attorney in New Hampshire where you were doing business. And this attorney had some specialization in this
field. I wouldn't use the term business, but
I'm sorry.
Doing work.
Yeah. Doing this. They used the term, they tried to use the term business all the time, and you corrected them each and every time. So I just thought that was an interesting point that occurred today, and there was an objection to FBI evidence, like the fake heroin agent story from 2020, and I thought that was, you know, kind of amusing. But
before you go on about Vin, the email chain, so this was on cross-examination.
Yeah.
The prosecutor, one of three prosecutors, by the way, this prosecutor came up, and she brought up this email discussion I had with Vin Armani, where Vin provided this opinion from his attorney. And I asked her in the midst of her questioning, I said, are you going to read the whole thing?
Right. And she agreed.
She acted like she was going to. She said she was
she
going
said she
to.
She would and never did.
And I think what she meant was she was going to read that whole email, not the entire thread of emails, because there were more emails that came after that.
Where you rebutted it and Vin went back and forth, and at some point or another you changed his position.
That's correct. Yeah, I persuaded Vin that his position was incorrect, and she didn't want to read that part of it.
Yeah.
Nope. There's a lot of things they like to leave out of this particular prosecution.
That's lying by omission is what we call it, Georgina McLiar. Mm-hmm. And I call her that because she lied about me in open court when you were first taken in. Mm-hmm. She suggested that I hung up when their, parole officer was calling and asking me questions about accounts. Like, oh, they'd ask me about Ian's money. Click. Mm-hmm. You know, I told her I am on a family trip.
Mm-hmm.
And
in
she
Mexico.
Gave me like a couple of minutes before they were going on. And it's like, oh, we got him. We got him. Mm-hmm. Use this as evidence. And, you know, she jumped to the worst possible conclusion. I call that a lie, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Aria, apparently, the claim is, we don't know. We haven't listened. Aria called one of their witnesses an undercover cop or a moron. No. You called their agent, an undercover cop or a moron. I like that one. That was the.
I had said that when this person came, this undercover IRS agent came to our nightcap hangout, this meetup that we were having regularly in 2020, that when he said that he was a heroin dealer. My red alert went off, and I thought, oh, this guy is either an undercover agent or he's a moron.
Shouldn't be telling that.
And I thought he was more likely to be an undercover agent.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was being investigated by the FBI. I've been given a heads up on that 2 years in a row. So this was year number three, and I knew if they were investigating me for 2 years, they're still working me, right? And I knew this was coming.
And they're continuing to push this charge as though you told him, go ahead. And so the judge really perked up when you mentioned the word knowingly from your text. Because this is like what their whole thing rests on. Their law says something to the effect of, go ahead and tell them, you can't knowingly allow somebody to purchase Bitcoin from you if you know that they're a heroin dealer.
Yeah, if you're aware that somebody, and it's not just Bitcoin, it's if you're a car dealer and somebody walks in and says, well, I just got 10 grand from a heroin deal and I'd like to buy a new car or used car or whatever.
That's money laundering.
That would, if you were to say, well, yes, sir, I'll just write up this bill of sale here, and that would be an act of money laundering. Anytime you agree to take money from someone for any kind of service or product that is being represented as possibly from illegal sources, then that is the definition of money laundering.
Right. My hearing isn't so good. I thought he said hair winding deal. the judge perked up when you said knowingly, because that's what the whole thing rests on. You confronted it head on. You quoted their law to them, and you put one of the words in caps. That's it. He must be guilty. Yeah. Like, it's hilarious. That judge should dismiss. By the way, I like Joe LaPlante. I think he's done a really good job during this.
He has been more fair than I expected from a federal judge.
More
honestly.
Fair than any judge I've seen since working at Free Talk Live. Like, at all, you know, working in this capacity, I haven't seen anybody as fair as him. But he should dismiss that money laundering charge before
Absolutely.
The jury gets to see it.
I did.
Because there's just no evidence of this.
Mm-hmm. I know, I think it was last night, you guys talked about LaPlante a little bit, and somebody said there was a wiki. Actually, because I was listening, I went and looked at the wiki for Joe LaPlante, and, he is as New Hampshire a guy as could possibly be. Right? He's a native.
Oh, he's a native.
He went to school. He went to, like, Boston College and then to some other university. He's been working in New Hampshire for the feds for quite some time. He's also a jock. He's a wrestling coach.
Oh, okay.
He's a boxing referee, stuff like that. So he is as New Hampshire as a judge can get.
Okay. There's more coming up here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. On the way, digital ID. We'll get into that. Plus, Ron Paul's got a doom and gloom.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You are is a news update. A 6.4 earthquake hit Northern California early this morning. The epicenter of the quake was actually out in the ocean, about 15 miles from the city of Fortuna.
The tremor knocked out power to 72,000 homes in Humboldt County. This woman lives in the area about 23 miles southwest of Eureka, California.
It felt like turbulence, like on an airplane, like intense turbulence.
The California Highway Patrol has closed a bridge in Ferndale due to possible structural damage. I'm Lance Pry.
More than 25 million people across much of the central and northwestern United States, they're under wind chill alerts today. Heavy snow is expected in states like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and most of Minnesota. High temperatures will remain below zero. That's the word from the National Weather Service. More than 80% of the lower 48 states will experience temperatures well below freezing. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bully and Max. We talked in the trial today a little bit about inflation.
Oh, yeah.
I did get to mention gold and silver briefly during my testimony because it wasn't all, you know, the Chi-Free Church's mission isn't just about cryptocurrency. It's about people an alternative to the blood money.
I specifically liked that you brought up that the U.S. dollar is connected to war.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
I felt it while I was sitting way in back in the last seat in the pews, whatever you call those seats in there.
Right.
And, like, I felt the impact of that statement. I hope the jury felt it, too.
Good. And Bullion Max can help you diversify out of the dollar and get into what may be some of the most stable assets in recorded history, gold and silver. And there's no better time than right now to do that. You go to bullionmax.com/FTL, and you can get your silver starter kit, which is 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints, and they're throwing in a free gold back. It's like a no-brainer. This is an amazing offer. Employee pricing on this. If you're new to Bullion Max and you've not ordered this item, you only get one per household, so go ahead, take advantage of it, and then check out the rest of their inventory, because they got a ton of really cool items. I don't know if you can still get things delivered before Christmas. Maybe if you do super fast shipping on it, you may be able to pull that off, but get on over to bullionmax.com/FTL today. and get the Silver Starter Kit there, which includes the free gold back. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. No salespeople. You don't have to talk to a salesperson.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, and precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. It's super simple and it's fast. Let's go to the phones here. We got Sydney on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Sydney.
Hey, everybody. Ian, I'm so happy to hear that it sounds like the case is going well, and it sounds like your defense is going to get wrapped up tomorrow.
It does, yeah.
How soon would it go to the jury? Would you know by Christmas or New Year's?
I mean, it's up to the jury, right? So presumably closing statements probably aren't going to take more than an hour apiece, right? So it's going to be likely in the jury's hands probably by noon or shortly after lunch. Will be my
at
guess.
Least by the end of the day tomorrow. It'll be
no doubt. Yeah. It's going to be in their hands by the end of the day tomorrow at the latest, and then it's up to them. I mean, they could go back,
There'll be a lot of pressure on them from themselves to finish up for Christmas.
They will.
Now, what that looks like, I don't know. Normally, a short jury is going to find for the defendant. But normally a short jury, as they call them, isn't pressured by a major holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we can come to any conclusions other than there will be pressure on the jury. And does that mean that they will be pressured, that some of them will feel pressured to acquit you on all counts?
Mm-hmm.
Or does that mean that they will feel pressured to go with the flow and convict on all counts? I think the answer is that it could be any of those.
We have no idea. There will be pressure on them.
Yeah,
we don't get to be a fly on the wall to see what happens.
It doesn't help either that the judge himself has said to the jury repeatedly, we'll try and get this wrapped up before the holiday, right? You know, that's a subliminal message that I don't think the judge needed to include, if I'm being critical of the judge. That's a thing that I don't think he needed to mention. Sure, it might be on everybody's mind. Maybe it's on his mind, but it's not pertinent to the case. So mentioning that we will try and have this wrapped up before the holiday is irrelevant, right?
Yeah.
The jury should be allowed to take as much time as they need to make their decision, and hopefully he makes that clear to them tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I mean, they will have enough time. They can, if it takes them longer than the same day, which obviously the same day would be nice because who doesn't want to go home, right? But if it takes them longer, they'll just say, okay, well, we're breaking for Christmas, and you'll be back on Monday or whatever, right? And so then they're back at it. So that's
right. Well, I'm so happy to hear that it sounds like it's going really smooth and that you're getting hopefully a fair trial. I think the charges are bogus to start with, but, within that system, as long as it can be fair to you.
It hasn't really gone smoothly. Like, the prosecution has been discombobulated with their presentations. I don't know what the heck they were doing today. They're like, let's just show a bunch of random elderly people, they didn't get to a point, they didn't make a point out of it in any way, shape, or form. So, to say it's been going smoothly, it might be a misnomer, but I feel way better about it today than I have on any other day.
Yeah, definitely poor choice of words on my part. It was interesting because I was reading online about these older people that they rolled out. It was interesting how there's just no conversation about the actual scammers behind the thing. But anyway, I'm curious.
They didn't even look into it.
They talked about scammers. They might have to reveal that they really didn't look for scammers.
Right. Well, that's what the elderly victims of these scammers revealed under cross-examination was that the FBI never asked them one thing about the people that were actually doing the scamming of them. It was all about, we want to get Ian Freeman.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I'm really curious if after this, it sounds like the case is going smooth. Is the FBI going to leave you alone and your friends alone?
Hell no! Are they in New Hampshire?
Are they going to leave you alone?
For God's sake, they're not going to leave you alone. You come to New Hampshire, they'll find you too.
They're obsessed with the Free Staters. They've been FBI agent now. I believe he's quote-unquote special agent in charge. Phil Christiana has been absolutely obsessed with the Free Staters since at least 2005 when he first showed up at Dave Ridley's house to try to ask him questions about whether or not his friends were violent, which of course were not. And so they've been scratching and scraping, and they finally got themselves a case. Now, of course, they also brought our friend Nobody, who was then known as Rich Paul, up on some local state charges.
Right.
They had that done at their behest, is what it looked like from the evidence in that case. It couldn't be proven 100%, but all of the, you read the between the lines, it proved basically in my mind that the FBI had put the local cops up to investigating Rich Paul and busting him for selling weed. So this was their second crack because, you know, they didn't get what they wanted the first time, which was they wanted Rich to wear a wire. They got a conviction on Rich for selling weed, but what they really wanted was to flip him and get him to wear a wire into activism events.
The prosecution today, though, tried to admit into evidence a clip from Free Talk Live sometime earlier this week or last week or something. I'm not sure what the day or and it didn't get played. But what it did do, of course, is confirm what we've known all along. They're listening.
Oh, yeah.
They're listening right now.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely listening. And you know, I want to tell them that they should quit their job. They should reconsider. They can still back out of the position that they've gotten themselves into. You know, the FBI has been a dirty organization since it started.
Yes.
On a national scale, we're seeing it play out, you know, with Twitter. They've done it.
I don't know if you just put something over your microphone, but you got really clear for a moment, and then
it got muffled.
Okay, well, it's probably them messing with my phone. You know, a lot of callers have
sound better now. Go ahead.
They call you guys.
Go ahead.
Okay, but yeah, they're just, you know, horrible from the start, and people are seeing it nationally. Are they going to go away? No.
No,
you know,
of course not.
Channel Chris Cantwell here. They're not going to stop. They are not going to stop. They're going to keep
No, going. And if the Republicans win an election, they're not going to shut them down. The Republicans are talking about, oh, the FBI is bad.
No,
FBI is bad. But as soon as the Republicans get in control, then it's be like, oh, well, we fixed the FBI. Well, look, we fired this one guy, and then we put our guy in, and now it's everything's fine.
Right.
Thanks, well, Sydney.
Ian, and, you know, that people just realize the game, and they're going to keep coming after you. So everybody keep your wits about.
Thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, he points out the FBI has been doing this kind of stuff for a long time. This isn't anything new. The recent revelations about them working hand-in-hand with Twitter and trying to stop certain political viewpoints, trying to stop the Hunter Biden laptop story,
yeah.
I mean, successfully stopping it for a large part. And, you know, all the recent corruption is just the recent examples. This goes all the way back to, you know, Martin Luther King sitting in a jail and the FBI sending him a letter telling him he should kill himself.
Right.
Right. And then, what was it, Hoover? Edgar J. Edgar Hoover, who was sort of notoriously corrupt. Right? So,
if any feds are listening right now, please look into something called the NAP, the non-aggression principle. You want to be a better person? You want to improve your life? Find out what the non-aggression principle is and ask yourself if you're violating it on a daily basis.
Indeed. Mark, did you have another note you wanted to share from today? I feel like you did.
Yeah,
no,
I did. I thought what was interesting was that you asked Georgiana McLier, hey, you mind if I explain a little bit more about that? And she's like, no. And shut you down. And then the judge's like, sidebar!
Yeah.
They had to scold you for testifying too much.
Yeah.
On your own behalf.
They did that. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. We'll get into digital ID on the way. It's free time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online, of course, anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com to do that there. By the way, thank you to Barbara Durant, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS.freetalklive.com.
AMPS
stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to help us get the word out about freedom. If you like the mission that we have here on Free Talk Live to spread the ideas of peace and liberty and things like forgiveness and cryptocurrency here 7 nights a week on broadcast radio and online, then you can do as Barbara has done and join the AMPS program at AMPS.freetalklive.com. That's AMPS.freetalklive.com. She's a silver level amplifier, which means she's doing what we ask, doing $5 a month. And you get some perks. You get some benefits like access to the AMP Only podcast, which has the full radio show without the recorded commercials attached. So please check it out, learn more, and get signed up through our Patreon at amps.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the Crypto 6 trial, day number 9. Defense day number 1,
right?
And it's probably going to be no more than a day and a half for the defense. We're going to likely wrap this thing up early tomorrow morning. So if you are not yet, you've not yet had a chance to stop by, or you want to come by for what will likely be the last day, come on by to Concord Federal Court Church in Concord, New Hampshire tomorrow.
Well,
at
it's
9
the
a.m.
most important part. It's the closing statements by the defense and the prosecution. So
yes.
In the morning, there is maybe one or two more witnesses.
Looks that way,
and those witnesses, by looking at my notes here, will likely take up the better part of an hour, but probably not much more than that.
We move through them fast. One of the interesting things today was, you know, our witnesses don't have a bunch of boring crap to go through.
Yeah.
So, you know, once we're done talking to them, then they're the prosecution's to do cross-examination. And what I said to Bonnie this morning as we were driving up there, I was like, I'm really looking forward to seeing how they cross-examine these people. I mean, we literally have business owners who I've helped accept cryptocurrency. We've got a little old lady who I helped to learn about cryptocurrency. We've got these basically unimpeachable witnesses. It's like, what are they going to say to them on cross-examination? And they had, of course, they had absolutely nothing that they could do with them.
Yeah.
Because these people are good people who are completely unimpeachable witnesses. Like, the prosecution was floundering. One of the prosecutors was up there, the tall, skinny one, John Kennedy. He was up there, and he was just asking, like, so you said that Ian did this and this? And the witness would say, yeah. Yep.
Well,
and then he would say it again. He would say something again. Yeah. Like he basically just repeated what the witness had told Sisti during Sisti's direct examination. He was like, okay, well, I'm resting.
The best thing he did on cross today was he said, okay, so Ian donated how much to the 100 night shelter over what period of time? And it was like $6,000.
He didn't ask that question.
But he went through the numbers.
He only went through 2016 to 2022 when the Shire Free Church and I were donating $10 a month on a regular basis. He left out the thousands of dollars that were given before 2016 to the organization.
Well, that's what
literally
he was trying
to
do.
One donation at a time through this list.
It was so
boring.
Month
by month. It was like, what are you trying to show here, dude?
Stalling or something? But at the very least, yes. It doesn't matter whether the how much you donated. It matters what the jury thinks you donated.
Yeah.
Right? And so what he's trying to say is look at all the money Ian made. And look how little he gave to the 100 Knights. And which, by the way, 100 Knights wasn't her main thing. It was just something you kept going. It's not like all the church does is support 100 Knights. It's build orphanages and done a variety of things.
Right.
So, it's big money, and then they're just trying to show. But the problem they have is that you don't live ostentatiously.
Mm-hmm.
You don't spend money on anything. You are what they call a cheapskate, a thrifty little miser.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's literally nothing they can say. It's like, well, he lives in an old house, and he drives an old car, and, he eats food. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all they could say. It's like, oh, don't the rest of us eat food? Well, yes, you do, but you don't have a church to sustain you, and that's about it.
Yep. So that was the day today. I'm sure Chris Wade is going to, when he gets around to it, because he's just, that guy has been doing double duty, insane level dedication.
He's been taking notes, like his head is down, pen and paper in hand, and just going to town during the whole thing, and so he's been doing a bang-up job. I've been reading along the days that I've missed, even the days that I was there, I was like, yeah, let me read what Chris had to say about it, because he has a different perspective than me, so he's done a bang-up job.
Those blogs are up at freekeen.com for anybody that wants to take as detailed of a look as you can get without actually ordering a transcript, which unfortunately is prohibitively expensive. A transcript
is apparently
I was looking at it the other day. There's a page on the court's website that claims it's like $3 a page or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many pages it takes to have a 10-day trial, but that's what we're talking about.
Can't
it's
you get
a
that
lot.
For like a FOIA though or something without paying the fee?
I doubt it. I doubt it. They would argue, oh, we have to pay the transcript lady or something like that. I don't know. It would be interesting. And if somebody wants to try that, by all means, there may be, a lot of courts have essentially an indigence application. So it may be if somebody cannot afford to make that purchase, they may be able to motion the court for an indigence
exception.
I don't
see how anyone is going to be able
to afford that.
This. This transcript is going to cost
thousands and thousands.
Four figures.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. At least. At least. So
don't get
this
transcript.
I mean, the problem
call
is,
in and ask your questions.
Yeah, the problem is if you get the transcript, you're rewarding these people, right? Like you're literally giving the court thousands of dollars in order to do that. Now, if some
don't
media,
worry, they'll waste it.
If some media organization does it, well, that's great. But I agree with you, Mark. I would not recommend somebody get this, although it would be an interesting transcript. Unfortunately, you know they're recording the audio of the trial as well for their own purposes, but they won't make that available because they cannot have these things released to the public. They will not. That's why they don't allow cameras and phones and things like that, because they are deathly afraid somebody is going to capture audio from inside that courtroom and reveal to people what actually goes on inside these
pageantry
courts.
And all that crap that goes on, the ceremony of it all. You know, you've got the priest. Oh, I mean the judge in his robe.
High priest.
I don't know if he smokes weed or not, but you know, you've got the pews way in the back, just like a congregation and all that kind of crap.
The icons. There's the bird, the eagle, or whatever is up
there. What did they pay for that U.S. seal in? I don't know, bronze
or something.
Yeah.
What did they pay for that?
It wasn't
probably
cheap.
Enough to cover the cost of transcripts.
It doesn't make a Shire-free church minister happy, I can tell you that.
Well, that whole courthouse, you know, is an incredibly ostentatious, incredibly religious place to go. Bonnie had found an image that's, because you can't go in there and just take pictures, right? Like, so she found an image that was taken of the entryway where there's these stairwells that go up, or stairways, I guess. They're not wells. They're out in the open. And then there's this justice statue that's standing there, and it's this religious place that absolutely looks like a church from the outside. You stand, if you go to freekeen.com, you look for the federal court church, you'll find a post where I've posted the image that I took from outside, where if you look up at it, it looks like you're looking
at a cathedral
with like stained glass, except the only thing's missing is the stained glass, but it looks like it should be there.
The only other thing I want to mention, well, not the only, but like one other thing I want to mention is the procedure aspects of being in court. The last time I heard, now mind you, I've never been in a federal court.
Okay.
The last time I heard anybody go, "All rise," and everybody rose, was in frickin' church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, like, you know, some sort of Lutheran church or something like that.
Right.
You know,
very
and
similar.
I'm like, whoa, that's creepy.
Yeah, I mean, there were some things that I would have loved to have talked about, like something like that, but that probably would have been gone too deep into, our ideas.
Right? I was hoping that your attorney, Mr. Sisti, was going to bring up the mission statement, right?
He did.
You know, well, no, I thought it was the prosecution that brought it up.
No, it was Sisti.
Oh, okay.
He had me read that.
Okay.
Into the record.
Yeah, I thought it was the prosecution that like brought up the church's webpage and then like made you read it.
Yeah.
No, they didn't make me read it.
Really? Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was Sisti.
No. Well, they were very helpful generally.
The prosecution.
Yeah, there were times when I'm like, "What? Are they trying to make Ian's case for it?" I'm like I don't want listeners to get like too high. I'm like, what we're saying here, like there were some things that you know leaned in your favor, yes, but it's still the U.S. government, the largest empire on the face of planet Earth, right, coming down on you, Ian, a nerd with a radio program, right, and a mission from God, you know, it's the full faith and force of the U.S. government coming down on one guy because you didn't fill out paperwork that they think you should have.
That's basically what it all comes down to. Oh, and the undercover cop who totally, like, staged a purchase that I wouldn't authorize at all. All right, more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. We'll find out what this digital ID trend is. It's going to be disturbing.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.